a case report on late presentation of amniotic band syndrome. Introduction. Streeter's dysplasia, which is also known as amniotic band syndrome, is a rare abnormality that manifests itself at birth in the form of ring-like constrictive bands either in the upper or in the lower limbs and occasionally in the trunk. These annular defects occur in varying degrees of severity, ranging from superficial circumferential grooves in the skin to amputation of a part or the whole of a limb, a vascular insult occurring very early in the gestation period to 26 days is considered to be the causative factor. Associated defects with amniotic band syndrome include hydranencephaly, poor encephaly, craniofacial abnormalities, and spinal dysraphism. We report a case of amniotic band syndrome with multiple bands involving both the upper and lower limbs with varying degrees of tissue loss distal to the constrictive bands. The discussion. The prevalence of amniotic band syndrome among live births is estimated to be around 7.7:10,000. Among obertuses, it may be as high as 178:10,000. It affects males and females in the same proportion. Most of the cases are sporadic, with no recurrence in siblings or children or affected adults. Pillay and Hesketh reported the largest series of 40 cases from Singapore and concluded that the disease is most common in Malaya, people of the Far East. In the lower extremities, the incidence is a little higher than the upper extremity. The usual sites for these annual grooves are the distal parts of the limbs. These grooves typically occur in fingers, toes, forearms, and legs. Occasionally, these are found above the knees and elbows. A rarer site is the trunk. These rings may be very shallow, involving the skin and subcutaneous tissues only, or they may be deeper and involve the deep fascia. The condition is idiopathic. Maternal trauma, oophorectomy during pregnancy, intrauterine contraceptive device and amniocentesis, and familial incidence of connective tissue disorders are some of the implicated etiopathological factors. Lockwood C. et al. Suggested the role of tetrogenic insult as one of the factors causing the disorder. The cause of the malformations in the amniotic band syndrome remains controversial. These may be due to fetal developmental errors in the formation of limb connective tissues. According to Taupin et al., the rupture of amnion without the rupture of the chorion leads to transient